Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Covering everything sports every day. 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, courtesy of the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. What's up, Commish? Ed Norris.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Man, that looked like your two sides of your shoulders are put together by tennis shoe strings, man. Shoe strings, man. Seriously. That black that's zipper.
Yeah, that's quite the scar, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you have weird nipples?
I'm going to talk to Rob for a while.
Because you know one question I was not going to ask you about your nipples. Now honestly, the surgery was Monday, right?
Yeah.
Is it still as painful today as it was Monday?
No. This has been great. I mean, the way it's been managed. You know, what they do is they put this nerve block in your neck. They find it's really weird. It's wild. They do an ultrasound. They find the nerve that feeds your shoulder and your arm. They stick a needle in there, and they kill it. They just block it. So you can't move it. You can't feel anything. Basically paralyze your arm. Then they put you under, and you don't feel a damn thing. But I asked the surgeon, I said, when's this nerve block wear off? He goes, oh, they'll wear off at 2 in the morning. He goes, take your pain meds before you go to bed. So I did. I've been managing, and now it's actually pretty good. It's been manageable. It's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, when I went in for my triple hernia surgery, they shaved my balls. Did anything happen like that for you?
No.
Oh. You know, see, that seems like a ripoff. That seems like that's something that should have been thrown in.
It's his shoulder, not his lower region.
Yeah, but I hadn't anything to do with my boys. It was in my groin. Maybe it was just in the way. I don't know. But
they caressed me a little bit, but they didn't shave me.
That's very nice. So you talked about the pain, the recovery now. For how long is it before you kind of get back to normal activities or whatever's normal, the closest to?
Well, the estimate I read from the doctor's papers was 3 months to be normal. But you progress before that. This comes off in like a month, then you can drive in a couple of weeks, he said. So my first follow-up is a week from today, so I can't wait to see what he has to say. Because so far, it looks like it's going well.
That's good. I mean, that's more important. It's going well. Here with Ed Norris, who was in Sarasota, Florida. Now, you in the business, you haven't killed one another yet, have you?
No. I'm getting along remarkably well. She's been taking good care of me. It's been very nice.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
No, I can. He's not being sarcastic. Because at the end of the day, he's in pain and he can't fight back, so she's going
to
be nice.
And blink twice if she's sitting right next to you.
Help me.
Obviously, you're watching a ton of TV, Ed, keeping up on all the things you can sport-wise. What, did you watch the NFL draft in its entirety, or has your sleeping schedule been all over the place?
No, I watched the draft because my sleeping schedule is all over the place. Yeah, I take one of these opioids, I'm asleep in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I've been sleeping throughout the day for like an hour, but I watched the entire draft.
Your thoughts on what your team did? The Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Well, I think he was touted by many as the best tackle in the draft. So it was him all from Notre Dame, and I'm pretty happy they did that. You know, they needed offensive line. Their offensive line sucked. So they took some of our line to fortify it. Now they drafted maybe the best tackle in the draft. That's debatable, but he's certainly in the conversation. So I think they did a good job there.
So, Ed, I'm talking to Ed Norris here, and he's down in Florida recovering from shoulder surgery. And, Ed, one of the funny things, too, watching the draft last night, did you understand at all what Atlanta was doing when they took a quarterback who's, 23 years old, and now he's got a four-year deal after they just signed Kirk Cousins to a four-year deal?
No, I don't think Kirk Cousins understands what's going on. That was the first, like, head-scratcher in the draft. Everything else went according to Hoyle. But you get to that, I was like, what?
Yeah. There's always one.
Him. Yeah, there's always at least one, and they called him, let him know they were, considering they were drafting him, and he was surprised. Yeah, that was definitely a surprise.
Yeah, I agree with you. Another surprise for me, though, Ed, what Buffalo did. They need wide receivers.
They can use
offensive lines. Yeah. How do you trade completely out of the first round and trade with a team that you had to go through to get the Super Bowl by making the Kansas City Chiefs better?
Who picks up a wide receiver? Yeah. And a burner. It makes zero sense. Zero. That may have been more befuddling than the Atlanta move. Because that one, all the things you just said, I mean, they can't get past Kansas City. They need a receiver. Kansas City picks up a receiver from that trade, and they just got better. So I don't know. And he's incredibly fast.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, Ravens take a cornerback. Rob's a big fan of this Clemson kid. Sorry, am I putting words in Rob's mouth? He said he's really good, but he doesn't want to root for a Clemson kid. But your thoughts on the Ravens grabbing a corner? I feel like the offensive lineman had gone, but it sounded like even if one of those guys was on the board, that they really like this guy.
They really do, and he's very likable. he's the fastest corner in the draft. He can play press and stay step to step with the receivers. I think it was a good move, honestly. That's offensive line and cornerback are the two places they have problems, and they throw the best available. I think he's probably the best available they had. I think it's a great move for the Ravens. You know, and again, drafting that far back in the first round, I think they got it done.
105.7 The Fan, Big Bad Morning Show. Ed Norris, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show, joining us from Sarasota, recovering from shoulder surgery. Lots of fans are wondering, Ed, do you have an anticipated date of your return to the show?
After next Friday, I'll know more. Could be right away, could be another week, I don't know. But a week from today, I get my first follow-up. I assume he takes a look at this gash in my arm, hopefully takes the stitches out. So I'll know more in a week.
And many will wonder, well, why did he go to Florida for surgery? And we explained that to them because that's essentially where family caretaker is.
Yeah, I mean, people have to realize you get surgery. It's one thing to find a good surgeon and get the actual surgery done. That's half of it. I mean, once you leave there, bye-bye, you're on your own. And with this type of surgery, I mean, they cut a 7-8-inch gash in my arm.
Yeah, it's nasty.
They cut off your shoulder, put in a fake one. You can't do a damn thing. So, I mean, you can't get dressed. You can't hold a cup. You can't open a door. You can't do anything for yourself. Forget about showering, grooming, and eating.
Who's wiping your ass?
Oh, I've been doing that.
All right. Just you.
Yeah. I would pretend that I couldn't shake when I went to the bathroom just to make her do it.
Yeah. I would get to the door and go, Celeste, did I get all the brown off? Yeah, that's what I would. Hey, Ed, two things for you real quick. I don't know if you saw the Pikesville story. You were in here when we were talking about it.
And I said exactly this, if you remember.
Yes. Like, it turns out it was AI. So I think everybody owes that principle an apology. How messed up is that? And then inquiring minds want to know what you thought about baby reindeer.
Let's start with the Pikesville principle. I'm going to say, I told you so. I told people at the time, I said, don't jump at this because I don't find it believable. It was too stupid that a principal would speak that way, even if you felt this way, which I found unlikely, that you would say this in front of somebody who recorded it. There were so many holes in the story. Mm-hmm. Turns out it was AI, and it's a lesson for everybody. And I'm glad he was vindicated. That was disgrace. I hope that athletic director was punished severely. Tried to ruin a man's life.
Yeah.
And Baby Reindeer, that is a creepy, creepy show.
I loved it.
I like it.
Every second of it.
Creepy show. But that was good. I don't know if it was that good, but it was creepy, and it just goes to show you what can happen and does happen. Very believable. I've been in a situation not quite that bad, but similar. But it was a woof. Mm. Creepy.
Woofa.
Woofa.
Ed Norris, co-host of the Big Bad Morning Show. Ed, get some rest and get back soon, man.
Yeah, hope to see you guys soon, man.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right.
410-583-1057 is the number, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. I got his address. You think I should send him some edibles?
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, not now that I said it on air.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tracking all my packages.
Because he already asked me to do that.
Can I send bourbon in the mail?
I think so.
All right. Can I send bourbon in the mail?
Well, that's legal everywhere.
I'm talking about sending edibles, and I have Baltimore City's finest sitting 3 feet to my left.
He's not a federal cop, so.
They all work together.
Have you ever had surgery where you couldn't use, or an injury where you couldn't?
Jeremy,
I know you had the shoulder issue.
I had surgery once in my life. I was 6 years old. It was appendectomy. I've never been cut on after that. Yeah. Never.
The only surgery, I've had broken bones and fingers and things like that, but the only thing I've had was the hernia operation.
Right.
And then I had three, so they cut, they went in and got the small one in my belly button, and I had one on each side of my groin.
Dr. Rue from Mercy Hospital, who's one of the best, said, you need shoulder surgery. You need shoulder surgery. I'm fortunate. I mean, Leanne Curl and Dr. Rue, having both of them, Becky Serrato, the best around. Having them at your disposal is great. But it was done. You need shoulder surgery. Well, Celeste, Ed's wife, gave me this CBD cream.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't want anybody cutting on me. I don't get paid to throw the ball. Let me try this. I couldn't lift my arm past here. I'm afraid something's going to happen, but I can go back now. I can throw a ball. Mm-hmm. I can lift overhead. I can shoot a basketball. I literally couldn't lift my arm past, what is that, maybe 4 o'clock? Yeah. It wouldn't go anywhere. But now I'm good to go.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.